Podcast. How's it going? This is the Okoye Media Podcast with your host, Okoye, producer Jules. And we got our special guest today, Muammar Johnson, a.k.a. Mujo, a.k.a. my roommate in the house.
If you were watching this, you'd see I got my
he
hands
got the peace sign up. Say your name for me, Muammar.
Yeah, like Gaddafi.
Like Muammar.
Yeah.
Muammar, yeah. Gaddafi. You ever read The Green Book?
No, what's that?
It's a book he wrote.
He wrote a book?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was a narcissistic dude. I like his style.
You should read the book, though, bro.
What's it about?
It's got a lot of utopian ideas in it.
Oh, yeah. He was all about that, like, Pan-Africanism.
Yeah.
That's why Hillary Clinton had to murk him.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did.
She did it.
Yeah.
OJ did it, too, but she did it. Everybody just out here doing shit these days. It's not a racial thing here. It's just people just doing shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to do shit, man.
So we got a lot to talk about today, but I know Okoye wanted to talk about his beloved Cowboys and Cole Beasley departing from them.
Man, like I said, I want to say farewell to the small king, man. The small giant made a lot of timely catches for us. I feel like, you know, it was time for him to make some sort of money. If he was going to make any, this was going to be that contract that kind of made or broke, should I say, his career. So, you know, being a slot guy, he had to take the money where he could find it. So,
what's a slot guy?
You ever watch
football where you see three wide receivers on the field?
Sure.
The slot guy is the guy in the middle.
Okay.
Not the outside receivers.
And so what, they aren't as valuable
They're getting like 5 yards per catch. They're just
small. Even that. They're just shiftier guys. They can go deep. Some of them are deep guys. It's just that they can't play outside because usually when you put a guy in the slot, it's usually because they're a little shiftier. They might be smaller. They can't get off of the press of the physical guys, physical corners.
Slot plays are usually throws that are done like within 10 yards.
Right. Slant patterns, butt hooks, stuff like that.
Hard to get famous if you're only getting 10 yards.
There's been a lot of pretty good ones, though. You got like Wes Welker was pretty damn good. who else? Julian Edelman is like a slot guy right now, and he's
Nelson Aguilar is shaping up.
Oh, come on, man. Every time you talk to an Eagles fan, they got to throw up these Eagles players like they got.
Dude.
Y'all got a Super Bowl, man. I'm happy for you, Jules. But Nelson Aguilar is an average guy. He's average.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He's
like,
average.
The thing I like about Nelson is his footwork. He has really good footwork, and I've seen him beat so many guys just from like shifting around and doing the stutter step and stuff like that. Plus his legs, he's got legs the size of he's really long legs. So I've just seen him do a lot of work just with his legs.
He got the voice of an angel. Sounds like a mixture of Fergie and Jesus.
but yeah, Cole Beasley went over to the Bills. What's the contract like?
I think he got like 29 mil or something like that.
Woo. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, paid.
I thought we were trying to feel sorry for him.
We feel sorry for he feels sorry for the Cowboys, at least.
Man. 29 million. 29 for 3 years?
Yep.
He's good.
Yeah, he's going to make it out all right.
He's going to be fine, man. Yeah. I think Cole Beasley, it was time to go. They're talking about right now. They keep talking about bringing Dez Bryant back. A lot of people are talking about it on the forums. I see memes about it.
He got injured before he even played a game with the Saints.
Yeah, man. Yo, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I had to admit something to myself too last year because I kept saying like I'm not doing this, you know, this show because of what happened to Dez. And it wasn't just because of Dez, but I know it definitely started because of what happened with Dez.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because as soon as he got his Achilles torn, and when he got hurt, I was just like, that shit bothered me, yo. It was like, God damn. I was waiting for the Dez Bryant comeback. Now you got to wait a whole nother season for it, man. But
I honestly think if Dez Bryant had stayed healthy, the Saints would have went to the Super Bowl, and that would have been a way more entertaining game than it was.
Yeah. I mean, I think if Dez would have stayed healthy and played for the Saints, if they were one game or one play away from the Super Bowl without him, you have to ask yourself, would Dez have added value to that team? And that's yes.
You put Dez Bryant on most teams, he's adding value.
Of course. You know what I mean? Like, I'm glad the way the season kind of ended out with Odell being kind of like kicked to shit. Not like I'm hating on him or anything, but sent out to Cleveland. And then you have you know, Antonio Brown, who kind of tripped out and started, you know, tripping on his team too. It's like it showed that the shit that Dez was doing last year that got him kind of in trouble was nothing compared to what these guys are in the league right now. Like, the wide receivers are like super prima donna again.
Speaking of prima donna,
Josh Gordon just quit. He was like, fuck it.
Josh Gordon quit?
Yeah, you don't remember at the end of last season, he started doing drugs again and just,
he's done.
Forever done all football.
Oh, wow.
He was like, fuck
all
it.
For marijuana.
Yeah, well, no, I think David Irvin's was for marijuana. I think Josh Gordon's because he's like,
wait. What do you mean he quit or
so
did?
So Josh Gordon got suspended, has been suspended by the league multiple times for right. his marijuana use.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, like, we were that was
marijuana is not making you a better athlete. Like,
oh man.
We were just talking about that last week.
Man. It's like, what the fuck would you not, why wouldn't you let him smoke? Like, if they can still play at that level while smoking, you should study them. You should figure out how to, because I can't do it. Like, if you tell me to be violent and fast,
I can't even walk down the street
while on weed. Violent, fast, and focused on weed is like, those are three things that are hard to do anyway. But when you high, like, how could you do it? I don't know how they going out there zoot it like that. Probably feel good as hell though. No pain.
I couldn't do it. I know that there are like MMA guys that do that kind of stuff. They like smoke
all
a bunch
the
of
MMA
weed,
guys are smoking,
and it's just like
I guarantee it.
So imagine what those guys would act like if there was no pot. Like, it would be a lot of.
We'd have to get rid of them. We couldn't allow that in society.
We have to put them in cages.
Yeah,
because I box, but I don't want to fight nobody from the MMA either. Like, that's the one thing I don't want to deal with. Like, I'll box you. You want to put some gloves on? I don't care. We can get it in. You can knock me out. I've never been knocked out, but, you know, if you could, cool. But that grappling and Brazilian jiu-jitsu, that's some shit, man. Like,
I actually do Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, see, I don't want to fight dudes like
but
you, man.
But Brazilian jiu-jitsu, it's chill. It's like... It's,
yeah, but then you wake like, up and you're like, whoa, what happened? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I saw a little girl fucking these kids up in the park, man. This little girl was rolling around on the ground, and she was like a snake. They would try to wrestle her. They were like, and they were bigger than her. They were really trying to wrestle her. I was like, yo, it's no way Brazilian jiu-jitsu is really this real. But it's really real like that, man. She was, like, crawling up around them with her legs, and they was tapping out, or she was knocking these little kids the fuck out. And then this one kid was mad. He was like, fuck it, she's not going to beat me, man. So he kept trying. She tapped him out, like, 7 times. And she was, like, chilling. I was like, damn, I never want to fight somebody like that. Because you can wake up, they can do whatever they want to you after they get you sleep. They can break your arms. They can individually break each hand or each finger or whatever if they felt like it. Like, what can you do if somebody just shatters your ankle, puts you to sleep, then shatters your arm, then dislocates your shoulder? That could all happen in like 30 seconds, too. Like, that's gorilla type shit.
Yeah, there was a funny tweet series by one of the Gracies where he was in New York, and he was getting followed by, like, these guys who wanted to rob him, and he was loving it. He was like, I love that the New York gun laws are so serious because I'm just going to have fun. And he basically, like, trapped them, and, like, he gave one of the dudes, like, a raccoon where he, like, choked him out, punched him in the eye, woke him back up, choked him out, punched him in the other eye, and just kept doing that for a while. It's crazy.
I just kept doing that for a while.
Yeah,
Goon Squad.
That was just a fun afternoon in New York.
He was just chilling.
What do you do when he's mad? That was the fun day. Like, he was having fun that day.
He was just chilling.
That was before breakfast and shit. He ain't even get up yet.
He
ain't even eat bacon. He just got up and started fucking people up on the way to the park.
There's this funny bit by this comedian. He's like a big black guy. He's like, you know what? I'm kind of racist. Not in the general sense, because, like, you know, when you see a guy, you can kind of guess whether they can fight or not. You know, when you see a black guy and he's big and huge, you know he's going to knock you the fuck out. When you see a white guy, you know he's going to, like, choke you out. When you see Asian guy, he could be the most mild-mannered person in the room. All of a sudden, he pulls out some
Jackie Chan.
It was like, I don't think you want to do this inconvenience.
Don't do your Chinese voice. It's unbecoming of you. It's very unbecoming of
you. Yeah. This is going to be.
That was a very bad impersonation. You almost pulled it off, though. You sound like the dude, what's the dude's name from Richie Rich?
Richie Rich.
The dude who used to say Sim Sally Bim. What's that dude?
Nobody's gonna know a Richie Rich reference. Like
I just told motherfuckers how old I am and shit. I'm 35. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, I was like, you're definitely 10 years older than us, dude.
I forgot y'all of y'all 20s and shit.
Yeah, goodness. Yeah, oh, you know, you ever hear of this thing called the Flintstones?
Oh, you ever watch Voltron, man?
Oh, they made a new one.
See, these things are still relevant, man. Yeah, like Akira. Y'all seen Akira?
I've seen Akira.
Now, how the fuck y'all saw Akira but don't know about
Richie? That's a classic. Yeah, Richie that's Rich, classic. Though?
That was the shit.
Richie Rich isn't a classic.
Everybody used to watch that shit, man. Everybody used to watch Richie Rich, man. Like, get off my Richie Rich kick, man. Y'all hurt my feelings.
Oh, what was the point of the Richie Rich thing?
I have no clue what this is what happens when you let motherfuckers start smoking and get on the mic. I don't know what we're talking about right now. But let's bring it back in. I don't know.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things happening in the NFL right now. A lot of teams are getting some new looks, including the Cleveland Browns, especially.
What, the Odell thing, man?
Odell. Who else they got right now? They got Odell.
They got a squad, man.
Yeah, dude. They got a fucking squad. They're going to be deadly this year.
I mean, they're deadly every year. Just their coaching always sucks. Like, last year, I don't understand how that kid, what's his name, the running back?
Duke Johnson?
No, number 24, the rookie. What the hell is his name?
I don't know.
Come on, man. You're killing me. All right, let's find him. Yeah. I'm going to Google him.
Google.
I'm gonna participate in that because
we're all just racing to Google. Nick Chubb. I figured it out before I even got there too.
Chubb. They got Kareem Hunt, that's right.
The Browns grabbed Kareem Hunt?
Yeah, dude. I mean, suspended for 8 games.
Whoa. Yeah, they got Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
8 games though.
Jarvis Landry
and Odell, who love each other. They got a bromance going.
Bro, they're going to be, like, once Kareem Hunt comes back in their fold, they're going to be a deadly team.
They're already deadly, though. And then Baker Mayfield, no joke,
Their defense is a little lackluster. Although they
Their defense was actually good last year, man.
Oh, was it? Yeah, I thought it was like middle of the
No, that's why they thought Greg Williams was going to actually get the head coaching position because he was doing pretty good defensively. But this dude who just came in, their head coach, what's his name? Frank Kitchen? Is that his name?
Frank Kitchen.
Whatever his name is. Dude just got the job. He fired the shit out of Greg Williams. He's like, fuck that. Bye.
He fired him?
Well, he didn't keep him.
How much do coaches make?
It varies depending on the organization, but they get pretty good contracts.
Yeah, they make over $1 million a year.
Yeah, you know what? It's fine because they you could be a coach for a bajillion
Freddie
years.
Kitchens.
Yeah.
Freddie Kitchens. See, I was close. Wow, I knew it was
this guy looks like a pedophile.
Oh, shit. What do they look like? Tell me. so like, we can fucking like, ostracize half of America.
Like Freddie Kitchens.
what's giving you pedophile vibes?
Just like, he's like, he's just looking at him. He's got the bald. And
he could be holding like a dog
rosy
baby.
Rosy red cheeks.
He's holding a dog baby and some candy and some puppies. He got puppies, dog babies, and candy canes and shit.
Who let that man take that picture?
And a Santa Claus
that's
outfit.
Not fair.
Yeah, that's
he really does?
It's not flattering.
It's a bajillion dollars.
Let me see that shit.
It's just not a terrible picture. Yeah, they
oh, man.
That's the head coach?
Oh, it does. No.
Like they could have definitely.
It looked like
he
got caught on the computer. Like it, yeah. I was watching. Dude. It was just a locker room part
dude,
of the movie.
He does have some locker room. No, it wasn't. Right now. Yeah, Freddie Kitchens was named head coach January 12th this year. He was announced as running backs associate head coach on January 24th, and promoted to offensive coordinator on October 29th. He's coached the NFL the past 13 seasons. The past 11 seasons with the Arizona Cardinals as a running backs coach. He was also quarterbacks coach for 4 years and tight ends coach for 6 seasons. Last season, Arizona
They make anything sound illustrious when you write an article, don't they? It sounds like he's the fucking man, doesn't it?
Yo, how do you know you're qualified to be a head coach after you've just been like a
you had like one of the best offenses, best defenses?
That doesn't mean you're qualified. They really just gambling. They're taking chances out here, hoping, and they ask around and they say, okay, how was it working with this guy? And you know if you had enough experience, I'm assuming, and then that doesn't even really count either because you got some young coaches now, like McVay's young. So they don't even have the same level of experience. It's just that their approach, I guess, in hiring those guys was more like, let's get a new set of eyes out here rather than, you know, the mundane, arcane, you know, antiquated style of coaching. They got rid of that. So, well, they're trying to kind of shift or merge it because the NFL's changed. It's a passing league now. Everything's fast scoring, and they needed people who played more Madden than played football to actually design these plays.
They want you know, analytical guys.
Right.
Analytical guys, yeah. As opposed to.
It's like a brains over brawn. Instead of the guy who just says, let's smash mouth and just, you know, out physical these guys and work our way up the field, you know, they want guys who are out thinking the opponent's offense and defense. And that's usually coming from either a guy like Dick LeBeau, the Ryans, who are like bred to coach football and play football, or it's coming from these young guys who really don't know enough to not know. You know, they're not like, hey, this is tried and true, it's tested, it should still work, and the league's changed. You know, and linebackers are a lot faster, and, you know, quarterbacks throw the ball a lot better, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy that we're still finding more physical people to play these sports. Like, you think that, you know, after however many years football has been around, like at least 50 years,
right,
that we would be like, yeah, we found the strongest person to ever do this ever.
Nope.
But no, we just keep
they're getting stronger and faster.
Bigger, stronger, faster.
That's these drugs,
sports,
man.
Science, diets.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. You just think about the fact that, right, kids like, I say this all the time, like a kid like LeBron James, right, he's not a kid anymore, but when he was a kid, grew up eating like the shit that I was just eating, like a cheesesteak and French fries, didn't have like, you know, didn't have like the best diet at all. No regimen. No, I'm going to 2 a days, and then I have to eat this to, you know, they don't know anything about any diet plan or nutrition, right?
Yeah.
And still grow up to be 6'9", 260, one of the best athletes in the world.
Joel, so you're saying
what would have happened?
What would have happened
if you would have raised LeBron strategically for basketball, like giving him things that some of these kids get out here in, like, private schools or these camps where they're just bred for that. Sort of like Cuban boxers are bred to box. Like, what would happen if he was on a system like that, like just a straight conveyor belt of, you know, processes?
That was the Asian dude, right? The Asian basketball player? What they do in China.
Like, Yao Ming.
Yeah.
Yao was bred for that?
More or less, yeah.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's how they do it in China. They separate you early on. And
that's communism, just, man.
I've been to, like, Hong Kong, but, like, I've never been to, like, China.
Oh, that's dope, though. I wanted to go to China when I was in college, and shit. I took a little Chinese. Ni hao ma.
I spoke English in China.
He spoke English?
Yeah.
Mujo's kind of culture. He's been like, all over the world.
He just takes Mujo everywhere. He's like, no, I was myself there, too. I went to Arabia. I didn't speak any Arabic. I said, you must speak English when you speak to Mujo. You must speak English when you speak to me.
Yeah, I know. Like,
I won't stoop to your level. I'm not having none of this shit today. Somebody tell him who I am.
I'm not playing with these inferior languages.
He was not playing. He said, no, I speak English in China.
Yeah,
I say, yo.
It's crazy. They literally catch these kids. I guess they must look at the parents, too. Like, oh, the parents are giant. Because Yao Ming is like one of the biggest basketball players ever, right?
Yeah, he's pretty
big. He's one of the tallest.
I think he was like 7'6".
He's ridiculous.
Something like that.
Like, yo.
But I think they're doing something to these kids or something to get them that big. Like, Yao Ming's like giant big. That's like Nephilim big. He gave me real hope that some of the stuff you see in the Bible might be true. Like, they're like, yo, the Nephilim?
What's a Nephilim?
It's a giant.
Oh.
A giant from the Bible, right? Like, I'm talking about the Bible and football and Yao Ming.
Ayo.
And China. Anyway,
they're
giants. You know, like David versus Goliath. Goliath was like a Nephilim.
Yeah,
they're giants. But now, like, Yao Ming exists. So that means there could have been a guy walking around Yao Ming size. And when we were smaller, we, like, the average person might have been 5'5", 5'7", or some shit like
just
that.
Looking at
versus
him, like,
a dude 7'8",
like,
and 350 pounds.
Like, as a grown
with
man, you
body
don't
armor
this
on.
Often.
With armor on, with a sword the size of you.
Yeah.
And you come to his fucking waist, Mm-hmm. All you see is pipe and flashing lights, and it's over.
When you put it like that, the only thing you can use to beat him is a stone. Like, what are you going to bring a spear to that fight? You're going to get murked.
You better throw a fucking rock hard.
You better throw it fast.
You better have an arm like fucking... Who has an arm? Brett Favre. There you go. That's David back in the day. It's like, yo, fuck that. Go get Brett. Somebody go get Brett. Ain't nobody fighting Bull. Give him his rock, though. Let me show you what he can do. Give him his rock. He plays this shit called football. Never heard of it, but the shit looks crazy. Throw it at the guy.
It'll be over.
Yeah. Quick, that's how that story started. Then it just became some fucking heroistic.
Some legend.
Yeah, the legend of David versus Goliath, who's a fucking kid who can throw a football real good.
I feel like those kind of stories, I feel like that people feel like they're plausible, you know?
What?
So they tout. Well, I mean, you know, in the sense of like, you know, it's just, it doesn't really say that Goliath is like this, he's huge, but it doesn't say he's like of mythical height. In the story specifically, does it? That's true.
That's true. But he was a giant. I mean, but so for someone to call
Andre the Giant was a giant.
That was a real fucking giant. They exist.
Yeah, Andre the Giant. There is a story of how Andre the Giant ate like drank like 100-something beers.
Yeah, it wasn't drunk.
Or something like that. It's crazy.
He had a disorder where his body wouldn't stop growing.
His pituitary or something was super active.
And so eventually those people die of heart attacks because they're constantly working.
Can't
keep up with the growth.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, once your heart's...
Yeah.
It's pretty rough.
That's crazy.
I wonder if that's going to happen to, like... I mean, Shaq's doing good. Shaq's a big dude.
Shaq's like 7'1". It's been a lot of 7-footers out here. He's going to last a while. I don't think he's like still... Okay. He's not like still growing, though.
No. I don't
like, he's getting fatter. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, dude, he's actually like... he's still in great shape. I saw him the other day. He did an interview with Hot Ones. He was on that...
He looked good.
He looked good.
I saw that. Man.
He's aging well. He was definitely a wuss when it came to the hot sauce.
Man, I can't fuck with that either. I would never do it. Like, food to me is like, it's an event. Like, it's something fun to do. It's a pleasurable situation.
I
don't want
to
burn while I'm eating. Like, I don't want them hot-ass wings,
man. If we ever got to the point...
No.
Where we could do
that's what you'll hear. I'm like, no.
I'm going to be like, D, you got to do this.
If I ever got on hot wings, they'd be like, this is the first motherfucker to come up here with a bowl of milk. I'll have milk and fucking ice water. And I'd be like, listen.
You dunk your face in
the problem is, there's like...
I heard milk helps with poison.
Yeah, there's different activating agents. So in some of them, it's like water makes it worse. Water makes it better. Man. And some milk makes it better.
And you never know until you bite them?
Well, you can look at the chemical composition. But it's like, you know, you don't know what the activating agent is. So a lot of times when people drink that water, it just makes it worse.
That's crazy.
Like pepper spray, you get pepper sprayed in the eye or the face.
Water fucks that up?
Water makes it worse.
Damn.
Yeah. Water makes it worse.
Damn. So what do you do when you get pepper sprayed?
Water.
Pray.
No water. You have to do
water.
You got to put water in it because you got to rinse it out.
All pepper spray is capsaicin and water.
You ever been pepper sprayed? Anybody?
I have, yeah.
No, I have not.
Damn. What did you do to get pepper sprayed?
I was just in the military and they do that to you.
Oh, shit. Man, yeah. That's crazy.
So I've been
They pepper spray you just to be in the military, like just to do it.
Yeah,
so you gotta feel this once.
You gotta try this one time.
Yeah, yeah, because you know they do it to you twice. The first time they did.
How did they get you to stand up for that the second time though? They're like, hey, we're doing it again, folks. All right, get them up.
Turn around.
Move, come on. Get them up. Gotta trick you. That'd be fucked up.
Yeah, I was like super. I was an idiot at that time, and so, like, it's basically, they do it to show you that the masks you use work. So it's like, okay, here's a pill, and they just open this pill in the room, and then they put their masks on, and then you have to put your mask on. And so you can just, like, take as long as you want to put your mask on. And so, but this is like a competition because we're all dumb sailors, and so we just, like, see who can be the last person to put their mask on.
To not die.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there are literally people immune to this. So there are dudes that
They were practicing like Wim Hof or some shit.
I think it's a genetic thing. I don't know what's going on.
They're immune to the capsaicin?
Yeah. Well, they're immune to all... I mean, as many humans as there are, there's a dude immune to AIDS, right? So, I mean...
There's a dude that's immune to fucking pepper spray?
Yeah, there's a lot of dudes. It's a percentage thing. It's like
and they just walk right through it?
Yeah.
That is crazy. If I ever saw somebody do that, I'd be like, the zombie apocalypse has started.
Yeah. Like, so I was one of those was in my room.
I see these dudes walk through fucking tasers, though. They get tased and be like pulling that shit off.
I've been tased.
You've been tased?
Yeah, dude.
Yo, what do y'all do? Where do y'all party at? I've been pepper sprayed. I've been tased. I'm like, nope, not me. Nope.
It was in college. My one friend had gotten a taser, and so.
You got to test it out.
Yeah, we were obviously testing it. I got tased in the nuts. It was bad.
Well, that's not how you test.
What? He said, that's not how you test it. This is how you test it.
That's inappropriate. Why? What?
I got tased in the nuts.
Why didn't you?
Why would you allow that to happen to yourself?
Because I was dumb and drunk.
That's crazy, man.
What did it feel like, though?
What happened to you? Did you pass out?
No, I didn't pass out. I was just like, ow.
See, he one of them motherfuckers. So you tase him, he just keep tase him in his fucking nuts. He's like, ow.
Do it again. I don't know if I felt it.
That's crazy, man.
I just felt my testicles shrink up inside my stomach.
Right, I will fucking run, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to my future autistic children.
Yeah. I mean,
they all fried and shit. Like, I wonder why this little kid keeps fucking sticking his finger in his sockets and shit.
Yeah, that's a big
if. Trying to
go
back
home
and shit. Yeah. Like, I want to go back home.
You're working on a lot of ifs now. Like, you're not.
I was like, whether I'm going to even find somebody to love me.
Ooh, wee.
Yo, this show keeps taking dives to the left and then further to the left.
Oh, God.
Y'all crazy.
Man.
Oh, man. I'm fully accepting
this. Listen, man. Back to these Cowboys.
Yes,
man.
Cowboys. Cowboys.
My man, D-Tone Jones, man.
What about D-Tone?
He's a free agent. And I feel like the reason I bring him up, you know, number one is, you know, I actually know the guy. So, you know, that's partially it. But truthfully speaking, with the loss of Randy Gregory and David Irving, like, both those guys are gone. We need someone to replace players that can play multiple positions, someone on the outside and someone can play inside. And I like the way D'Tone Jones plays. Like, he can play all across the line. I'm going to put a video together a little later showing what he can do, but he can play everywhere. He can play outside linebacker. He can play defensive end on both sides. He has good size, good speed. You know, he's a 6'5", 280, I think that's his size. And he also plays nose tackle and shit like that, but... I hope that we sign him back. He's a big dude. 6'5", 285, and not fat and shit. He's like a wall.
Hey, what are you saying over there?
Yeah. Oh, shit. You know, we all could use a diet regimen over here. I know, I could.
I was like, pound back my ears and
ice. Yeah, I know. He said, what are you talking about over there? Where the fuck is the popcorn? Who ate my crumpets and shit?
That's a large person.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Yeah. Man.
I've never been afraid of a human being until I went to this is another left turn.
Hawaiian.
Until I went to Hawaii and I saw a bouncer that was built like this.
He was just a robot.
He was just a big wall. And I was like, where does he end? I looked left and I was like, well, he doesn't end that way. And I looked right and there was still more of it.
And then people ask you, like, why do guns exist? Like, that's why they exist.
He's the real.
They're like, what do you need it? They're like, I don't think you need an AR-15 for home protection. Yes, you do. When dudes like that exist, you need more. You need everything you can get. Yes, you do.
This motherfucker built like a Roblox.
Right. You shoot him with a 38, he's gonna turn around and he's gonna look for who did that shit. And he's gonna start doing MMA and shit. Big motherfucker that knows how to break everything in your body.
Foolish MMA. Mortal. I only use 10%
every
of my
Samoan
power.
Is fucking right. Every Samoan strong as shit, yo. Samoan are some strong motherfuckers. And I hope I'm not sounding racist by saying that, but they some strong motherfuckers.
What about the New Zealand?
Oh, man.
What are they called? It's like a certain tribe.
The Hakas?
The Hakas, the ones who
like singing them songs. I'm going to make my own Haka dance to scare the shit out of somebody, man. Because that shit is, like, imagine going to war for real. And they eat you. Like, they would eat you. Yeah, imagine, because they felt like eating. I don't want to misquote, so I won't even talk about the eating part. But all I know. Right. I just look it up. Motherfuckers will eat you.
I don't think maybe probably most modern day hawkers.
I know, not now. No, I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about back when they used to go to war. I looked up the history of their island and so on because I was just interested in the dance. I used to watch them do it like in for soccer games and shit. Man, like
waste
that.
Not, want not.
Yeah. As far as so I'm concerned. You know, but that shit is scary. Imagine going to war with somebody that you got to go hand to hand with though. And they're doing that before you fight. You know, that's like some scary shit, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
gun. Their enemies just
I'd have been sitting back them. There too, like, yo, you know, I need to figure out a way to shoot projectile things. Like, I need a lot of spears. We need a lot of spears. Dude, fuck those bow and arrows, bro. Stop cutting that wood, bro. We need bullets.
See, I need a trebuchet.
Right. Fuck that.
It's not like you could just give up either and be like, you could just have our territory. We don't want to
fight.
No,
we got to fight these dudes. Gotta, and they are built like walls. We need guns, bombs.
Uranium.
I need some vibranium and shit. Like, I'm about to find Wakanda. For real.
Where's Cap when you need him?
Right. Yeah, I know. He probably really fucking Black Panther for real and shit. Like, little did it know. At night, Colin Kaepernick jumps rooftop to
there's
rooftop.
A Colin Kaepernick just expressed interest in playing with the Dolphins, I'm pretty sure.
What?
Oh, that would be dope. He probably live in Miami already.
Probably. I mean, that's definitely a hot bud area to be.
Yeah.
I also Tannehill sucks. I don't know how
Tannehill just can't stay healthy, man. I think he's cool when he's healthy, but
he's like a Carson Palmer.
I think Dan Marino cursed the Dolphins because they haven't been shit quarterback wise since he left. I don't. Can you remember
is
a quarterback?
Is he part of the ownership group? Does he own a part of the Dolphins?
I don't know. He might.
I know he owns Anthony Coalfire Pizza. So.
Is that good?
I don't know what that is.
It's all right.
That
it's
sounds like a fucking condition.
It's like a chain brick oven pizza place.
He has Anthony. That's that Anthony Coalfire.
Yeah, it's like a chain brick oven pizza.
I'll give him 2 weeks.
Place. It's like coal. They use coal.
Oh, okay.
They're like, oh, well done pizza.
Oh, yeah. He's Italian.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
That's a front. Sure.
That's up front.
For sure.
He's trying to hide all that.
He don't know what those books look like. He ain't seen those books ever.
He's hiding the dolphin.
He don't even count that money that come off those pizzas. He's like, you have a lot of millions. It came from the, pizza. Yep, pizza. Got that from the pizza.
Is the pizza place a good laundering?
I mean, how would you count how much dough? See, you know, we can't. How would you know how much dough I'm selling? You would never know. I can say I'm selling a lot of fun. And then the other thing is, even if you sat and watched me without watching my phone, you know, how do you know how many people I'm delivering pizzas to? So I can sell a lot of fucking pizzas.
Do you got to pay, like, taxes on? That's a problem with laundering money. You got to pay taxes on your laundering money.
Yeah. A good accountant will get you to break close to even, you know, have a foundation that's like your foundation.
Oh, so it's like Circle? You donate to yourself, and then you get a tax break?
You notice all the NFL players all have their own foundations and shit?
Oh, is that what's going on?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that's a good idea.
I didn't say that we're doing something wrong.
I didn't say that's what they're doing.
They might be.
I'm just saying these camps are for a reason. I'm just saying.
Damn.
It's a smart idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to choose. I mean, charity is tax deductible, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm donating to a charity, I get to do that?
You ever smear Carson Wentz's name like that?
Oh, he did that?
He has the AO1 Foundation.
See? So
it's like all of one.
He's definitely laundering some money.
The question is, do they keep the foundations going after they stop
so
playing?
So blind. He can't accept it.
I love my Carson, all right?
He like Carson. Carson Wentz is your downfall, bro.
Yeah, probably.
He's the end of y'all winning.
Don't say that.
Yeah, man.
I'm keeping hope. He's not like RG3.
Oh, no. RG3, that was a special case.
Yeah.
I liked watching Foles play. Foles? Nick Foles?
Yeah.
I liked watching him play. Like, I don't as much like watching Wentz play.
Well, you didn't watch him, like, 2 years ago. He was one of the most entertaining people in football 2 years ago. Then he got hurt. So last season he wasn't as dynamic as he was.
So what do you like? What's your sport? Like, what do you do?
Me?
Yeah. What's your sport? Like, what do you watch?
Sport wise, I haven't been keeping up with too much lately. But I do do Brazilian Jiu Jitsu and I do watch a bit of MMA. But
yeah.
I've been like out of it. I was thinking about getting into MMA for a while, but I started doing boxing and I got punched in the face.
He said, "I don't want to do that." Like, no
yeah,
more.
I don't like
I can't
that.
Get punched yeah. in the face. This is the money, man.
He's got to get used to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, I'm
once
no.
your defense gets up there, you're cool.
Like, yeah, but still, you're gonna get punched. Like, yeah, you're gonna get punched in the face.
You don't
like,
ever want to get punched. I mean, I'm asking like that's some shit to do, and she's like, "You don't ever want to get punched in the face."
Nah, you know, I feel like there's a certain person is like they get punched in the face and they're like, "Okay, I could do that yeah. again," and there's another certain person that's like, "Oh, uh-uh." And once you have that personality, that's right. You're automatically
not work.
Yeah, you've lost.
They can see it come out of you like, yeah. like he kicked the out of him. Yeah. Like, hey, Mujo, come on, get out of there. Yeah. It's over.
No, for real. They, get him out of there. They really do. I've heard like boxing. Well, you got more experience with that than I do. Like the boxing coach is just like, put him in. Yeah. See how he takes a punch.
It's no, there's two types of trainers though, right? You have trainers like who really can train. Mm-hmm. Who it doesn't matter who you are. You know what I mean? They can just kind of show you what to do. And that's a real trainer. They're supposed to bring you along and teach a guy. Because boxing isn't about who's the best athlete. So if I'm just trying to see what you got, I want to see how tough you are automatically. You know, that's not really it. That's not what we're going for. You see what I'm saying? You want to be able to take a guy and build him up to a point where he can defend himself against bigger, faster guys, right? So that's the same thing with MMA and any other martial art. That's what they were created for. So you got trainers that will just throw you in there. They like throw you to wolves or treat you like dog meat, we call it. And then you got other trainers who will actually build you up and teach you what to do.
But that seems so expensive, like, on the front end. It's like, if I'm going to spend so much time training some dude, I kind of want to see that he can take a punch. Like, I kind of want to see that he's gritty.
But the point is, once you get to a point where you actually should be getting punched, you're not taking the same kind of punch.
Because, right. You're going with it. You know how to get
right.
the punch.
Right. If you don't know what you're doing and someone punches you in the face, you might really get hurt.
Yeah.
You can die. If someone if you don't know it's coming and like you throw a right hand, right, and you don't have the experience from just muscle memory, you know, of knowing that there's a left hook coming back at me. You know what I mean?
I saw a dude kill a dude like
see
that.
See what I'm saying? Like, if you don't know, you can get fucked up. So you're supposed to teach them. You don't just put a guy on a motorcycle, do you, and just say, go.
Right? I have no idea.
You don't even take kids. I have no idea. Well, show me the place where that's at. You're like, hey,
does riding a bicycle not translate to riding a motorcycle?
He'll be all right. Yeah, but even that, they put training wheels on you until you get it. They don't just say, hey, get on it, no training wheels, right?
My dad...
Skateboarding is even fucking safer than that.
I learned how to ride a motorcycle in my high school parking lot with my first bike.
That's not a motorcycle.
No, my first motorcycle, I learned how to...
Oh, your first bike.
Yeah, my first motorcycle.
Motorcycle bike.
Yeah,
you guys call them bikes.
Yeah, my first bike, I learned how to ride it in my high school parking lot.
And you know what's crazy? I feel you, man. I feel like, you know, that sounds fun as shit. Like,
it was. I was like,
probably got.
I was 18.
You
I was
were probably
loving
getting
it.
All the 18-year-old girls and 17, I suppose.
Right.
But just for legal purposes,
my motorcycle got me laid.
Don't bring that R. Kelly shit up a little more. Not again.
Oh no.
it was definitely. I love riding motorcycles. I kind of miss it. I gave it up because my dad got in a pretty bad accident. He almost lost his life. Almost lost his leg, too. So that's what keeps me from getting on it.
Oh, your dad got in an accident?
Yeah, he got clipped. He was going around a corner, and another car, like, clipped his one leg.
Damn.
And he went flying. He almost died.
How long ago did that happen?
That was about a year and a half ago.
Oh, that's why you stopped riding your motorcycle.
Yeah, that's why I stopped
riding. Yo, listen, what did I tell you, though, when you started riding, when I seen you and you was riding those motorcycles?
Yeah,
what did I tell you?
You said you were getting myself killed.
But why did I say that, though? You know, you remember?
Because other people.
I've killed someone on a motorcycle. Well, someone's killed themselves hitting me with a motorcycle before.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, but
hold up, let me call my lawyer.
I had to put that legalese on.
Hey,
not me, buddy.
Yeah, that's
I had to get that legalese karate out there. But no, some dude hit me when I was in college. He hit me. He left a bar. Him and his lady, you know, he ran through a red light. I was driving my roommate to his he was on a chopper. He ran a red light and hit and sideswiped me. And flipped up in the air. He was only going like maybe 40. I just went through the green light. It wasn't going real fast.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
doesn't take much.
I call motorcycles.
Especially if you're not wearing a helmet.
And God bless the dead. I mean, rest in peace. But I call motorcycles one times, man. You got one time to fuck up on a motorcycle. And that's your ass. So I'm cool.
I fucked up on a motorcycle like three times in my motorcycle career.
See, you lucky, though. You lucky.
It was mostly like, you know, low speed.
Oh, yeah.
When I was first learning low speed, going around a corner, and there'd be a pile of leaves, and I just like slide with my bike.
I don't know the exact statistics, but I think motorcycles are like number three killer in the U.S. military.
Damn.
Really?
I'm not. I mean, you should don't.
They be trying to get out of the military, though, and they just go too hard and shit. Like, I'm going to rip my fucking Achilles and everything on this one. Watch this.
They won't let you out for ripping an Achilles.
Are Dodge Chargers also on that list?
You remember, I actually swore in. I swore into the MEPS, the DEPS, or Delayed Entry Program.
Yeah.
In Baltimore MEPS, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was hanging with these Marines. I was going in the Navy. I was going to be a storekeep, right? Mm-hmm. A shopkeep, something like that. SK, that's what they call them.
I don't remember that much.
Yeah, but anyway, I was hanging around with these Marine dudes the night before, and my recruiter was like, you know, yeah, you shouldn't hang with them because you're going to be, you know, in the Navy.
What?
So I'm like, but they cooler, though, man. I'm like, yo, they was cool. The Marines is cool as shit. So I was like, I want to just switch. I want to go with y'all, man. I ain't gonna be in the Navy anymore that fast, right? I didn't know that it was like these are branches, and I know about money and how motherfuckers was getting money for recruiting you. I thought you just was supposed to bring me to the military, and it don't matter where I go, no. You still get credit. He was mad as shit, so he kept talking me back into being in the Navy. So I did it. I swear into the Navy, right? And it like fucked my head up when they was like, you are now U.S. government property. I was like, damn. Yeah. Then I realized I was U.S. government property anyway. So what changed? Like, nothing. You can't get tattoos and shit like that, though, without supposedly.
Yeah, when you're actually in it, it gets a lot more lax. But
my dad was in the Navy. He got a tattoo right on the ship.
Yeah, well, that's, whoa.
He was
a good old day.
He was in the Navy, early.
He was in the Navy, 80s. Navy, though. He was, like, over there. They was dropping bombs and shit. So they could give two shits about your tattoo. Like, they hope you make it home and shit. So they're like, fuck it.
It's a pretty bad tattoo. It's like an eagle with, like,
terrible?
No, I just, like, you know, it's your normal, good. Like, you would get this tattoo.
But how good does it look?
Yeah, okay, so it's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's super terrible.
That's the only tattoo my dad has, though.
It's a fact.
Yeah, I feel that, though. Like, you're just in it, yo. There's, like, a weird camaraderie when you're in the military. And it's like, yo, there are people in the military while I was in that I would be like, yeah, I'll take a bullet for you. Word up. Right now, I'd be like, I wouldn't give them change if they were begging.
That's crazy. Like, it's something about where you go, though. Like, when you leave a certain culture, certain groups, like, your energy shifts or something, man. Because I swear to God, man, I went to Italy, like, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And it was like, yeah, the trip was whatever. It wasn't
real. Buongiorno.
That's what they say over there? I don't think that's how they say it.
Arrivederci.
That's a hyper American Italian.
That's mozzarella sticks.
No, I went Mujo over there. I was like, I speak English. I'm American.
Come back to me when you learn English. Huh?
Yeah. I'll come back in your store when you learn English, and I'll spend this fucking money. You learn English, fucker. But when I was coming home, though, I just was like, yo, man, fuck this shit, man. I decided. You ever seen Harlem Nights? You ever seen it?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
Remember when the cop dude calls his wife? He's like, yeah, put your mother on. And he's like, he's like, I'm never coming home. Because he had fucked that hooker and it was just over for him.
Oh, yeah.
He fucked Sunshine.
Remember that.
I swear, I didn't do that. I didn't go fuck a hooker. But when I came back, I was just like, I don't want to be married anymore, man.
Darius,
I got divorced as a kid. Right. Well, you see how I broke that down, though? Well, like,
I didn't fuck a hooker.
What was it about Italy that made you just done?
I was away from my ex-wife for 2 weeks or something like that.
Oh, that's what happened.
I didn't even miss her. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was happy. I was like, what's this feeling I'm feeling here? It was like, yo, it was fucking.
What's this feeling? Like,
right, you could have did a musical off that shit. And shit, like, rant or some shit. Like, oh, I was happy as fuck.
I felt this feeling.
Right. Like, what is that? My face starts smiling and shit. Like, what's this smile on my face and shit?
I'm happy.
I ain't get no coochie, nothing, and I still don't care. I'm cool. Damn. If I could be away from her this long, how long can I go? So it's like, fuck this. I'm not doing it. That was it, man. I was like, I can't do this shit no more.
I've heard something to that effect that, like, That's actually the way it goes down, where it's like you're so stuck in the motions of doing things that you don't realize that, like, you're not happy or you're not productive or you're not who you want to be. Right. And then when you get just a minute away from that, right, and you get to look at it and you're like, right, whoa,
this is why.
That's not, yeah, I don't want to continue to do that.
Right.
Like, I'm done. You know, most divorces are initiated by women, though. And the more wealthy you are, the more likely you are.
Oh, hell. See, and that's a good segue, too. Because I know, like, you're working on your app, and that's kind of, like, date-related, right?
Yeah, I'm not... It's going to automatically get to be dating thing.
Are you
I'm
talking not, about the app, or you don't want to talk about the app right now? I kind of threw that up.
We can talk about it. It's, you know, it's still a work
it's
in progress.
Their last app is, like, top secret, too. He's like, no, we can... I think I have clearance to speak about. He asked his lawyer in his ear and like,
shh. You got level 5 clearance?
You can answer that question. Go ahead and answer.
These things change so much from beginning to end. I have a vision in my head, and I'm trying to bring that vision into reality.
What exactly is your vision for this app? What is the app, actually?
The more or less, it's a go out and have as much fun as you want app. And I know that doesn't mean anything.
It does. It means Molly.
Well,
that's what you should call it.
Drugless. Drugless.
Oh, you fucked a party.
So happen to find drugs there.
Yeah, if
it's
you
not
happen
me.
To find drugs,
where's this place that you go and just find drugs at the club? Yeah, I'm just gonna find it. Like, officer, I found it.
It fell in my bag. It was a really windy day, okay? It just blew in here.
I was at a Cleveland game. This is LeBron James's powder. It's not me, trust me.
But yeah, you know, I've been working on it for a little while. I've never started a business before, so I'm learning everything as I go.
Right.
You know, I'm an engineer by schooling, but you know, this is every day. I'm like, what? I should have known that. Right. Like every day.
What was your engineering focus?
Biomedical engineering, and it's like we were like training on like. Recognizing how DNA transforms into proteins and then what to do with that, because when you get back down into chemistry, it's everything is about shape again. And so
it's like building blocks.
Yes, exactly. And knowing which strands of DNA are going to form which types of protein, which shapes, can tell us, well, that's life. Like, you can literally do whatever you want if you know that.
It's like hacking people.
Yeah, it's you can make people.
RNA, right?
Whoa!
I mean, RNA's in there, but protein is the most important thing. Protein has the, I believe, 26... protein has 26... Whatever. There are 26 different forms in protein. My numbers might be off. Because there's so many, DNA only has 4. RNA has 4 also. Mm-hmm. There are weird ones, mutations and stuff, and there are other animals have and other things have different things. But when you're trying to solve a puzzle, it's better to have 26 pieces than it is to have 4 pieces.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm.
There's a lot more variances.
Yeah, exactly.
That.
Yeah. We can see where it's different. Program a computer. I was reading this funny thing online. It's sad and funny, but like this scientist was working for like 20, 30 years to like create an efficient model to see how DNA turns into folded protein, whatever. And then like...
He's just doing that on a Saturday, huh?
No. This was his life's work. This was his life's work. He'd been working on it for 30 years. He'd been like in journals, like, you know, taking these little steps from here to the next step and then just like really, really proud of his work, like really trying to change the world. And then computer learning, machine learning, most people call it AI, but really it's not AI, machine learning.
Came out and disarrayed
him. Yes, it blew his model away by like several
years.
Degrees.
Did he kill himself?
30 years of work. Yeah,
he killed himself?
Nah, he didn't kill himself. He was just depressed for a while, and then I guess happy or something. Like, but that's the thing about entrepreneurship too.
Yeah,
like,
you're gambling.
Some guy Google wants what I'm doing, they got it. Shit, there's nothing like, I can do about it.
People like have to listen to this and shit with this. So people might not listen to it. We might just be talking in the microphone, so I get you.
Hey.
You know? You know, still fun,
you know,
though.
Yeah. You know, I'm enjoying it. I'm learning a lot. I'm meeting a lot of interesting people. And, you know, it's an interesting journey. It's,
yeah.
You know, that's like half of what being an American is about, right?
Crazy though, right? So why stray away from that? You should be making like Love Potion number 9 or some shit, right? Remember that movie?
Yeah, I do. No, I don't want to make that. Rape Juice?
Not Rape Juice. No. See, look at Bill Cosby has fucked up the scene.
You see? You fucked the scene. And the girl. And then she licks your pudding pop.
Bill Cosby has fucked up the scene, man.
I don't want to make a love potion.
I don't want to make a love potion. I'll make a friendly potion. It's a friend potion.
I don't even want to do that.
Platonic potion.
Nah.
It's called consensual. That's what we call
it. It's called consensual.
I feel like...
Automatic.
I mean, but that's kind of worse. Forcing someone to be your friend.
Yeah, to want to be with you.
Yeah.
Who wants to be around somebody who... I mean, I know people who do it. But who wants to be around somebody that just really can't fucking stand them? Like, if you don't like me, I'm cool with it.
I know some people that would drug me. I know some people.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, but women go kind of far, man. Men do it too. Yeah, they'll drug me. Men
do. No, listen. Sorry. That was like a little bit of an inside joke. Oh. Would you like to tell the story, Mooja?
Is it like the story how you lost your virginity, Jules?
No.
That was a crazy. Did you hear that story, Mooja? Yeah.
No, I have
you should
not.
Listen to this story. I was talking with my girl, right? We were like, listen. I forgot what I was talking about the fact that I lost my virginity to an older woman, right?
That's the way to go.
Right. And we were talking about dogs. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Right. So, see? Right. I was talking about how my dog act. I said my dog was crazy. I had to get rid of her. She was fucking nuts, right?
You were going to think I fucked a dog.
And he said, that reminds me of how I lost my virginity. I said, what the fuck does this story have to do with virginity? Why would I bring up my dog? So, would you think of, you know, virginity?
When I had my first serious, quote-unquote, serious girlfriend.
Dun, 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 dun.
She was like, I want to have sex. I was like, sure.
She said that?
Well, yeah, she initiated
the... That's weird.
I mean, I was like nervous.
That's weird.
I don't know. I was like nervous about it. You know, kind of things. I never had sex. Yeah, right. Pencil me in. So she came over to my place. We hung out. We started messing around. We did like the half pants down sort of thing with sex. Then all of a sudden I hear the door open. My stepmom starts coming down. So we pull up her pants real quick. And my stepmom walks past us. She comes back up from doing laundry, which I did not know she was doing. She says, Matt, next time you're going to have sex, throw away the condom wrapper. I look right beside me. There's a condom wrapper.
Oh.
Hold on. Wait, there's more. So she goes back up. My aunt is like, my aunt.
But wait, there's more.
My girlfriend is.
Ooh, Freudian slip.
Yeah.
My aunt. my girlfriend. He's like, auntie. Yeah. She was my third aunt, though. She's like my third aunt, man. Great aunts don't count.
I'm going to wait for a pause so I can change this.
Shout out to great aunts everywhere.
Anyway.
No pause. He did it. You did it. OJ did it, too, but you did it.
So, okay. My girlfriend.
But if you did it, this is how you would have done it. Right?
Your auntie and the dog.
My girlfriend at the time was like inconsolable. She was very upset.
Because she got called out for leaving the condom.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That's tacky as fuck.
But, yeah. Whatever. But anyway, my stepmom's kind of a petty person. I love her, but she's petty as fuck.
You got to edit that out now, huh? Don't we? No, she's not going to listen to this.
Nah,
trust me, bro. She's not going to
hear
it.
She knows she's petty.
Just let it stay.
Let's be real. She knows she's petty.
Trying to get him in trouble.
Right. Go ahead. She's not going to listen to this.
But anyway, so my stepmom comes back down the stairs with something in a paper towel, and she throws in the toilet and flushes it. She's like, Matt, the dog just dropped off your used condom in front of my brother, my sister, my dad, and my stepmom while they were watching TV upstairs.
Mm.
You were smashing while your whole family was upstairs?
That's a bold motherfucker.
I was a rebel without a cause.
He was bold. He really wanted some. That was virginity, though. Like,
yeah,
he was
right.
This is it. This is it.
This is my moment.
Do it.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Like, tag. 30 seconds later. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh, that's rough, yo.
That was a horror story. Was it her virginity, too?
Yeah, it was.
Damn, she hates you.
Dude,
she'll hate you for the rest of her life.
It's funny because my one friend works at a pet shop, and she came in the other day to the pet shop he works in.
What is it with him and dogs, man?
Yeah, what's
good. Pet, anyway. She might like the dog.
Oh, I see. The dog was because the dog brought the
dog, like, literally grabbed the condom and
but how does that relate to his dog being crazy?
Because it's just like a dog.
The dog.
The dog being stupid.
The dog.
Don't ask
me. I have ADHD, all right? My mind links things.
I know a dog story, too.
It ain't that.
What's
that? Is that what we doing? Is that what we doing? We trade dog stories? I'm probably the only one that ain't got a weird-ass dog story.
I actually don't have a dog. I don't.
Mujo hates dogs.
I don't hate dogs. Come on. You're going to. Yo. Come on.
He's going to put me out there.
Blast like
Peter
that,
might get him, man. Stop it. You know they don't. You could talk about a fucking human being getting decapitated before you could talk about a puppy.
Mujo just doesn't like animals in general.
Right.
I feel like
I don't.
Not just dogs.
I don't like pets. I respect animals, but I don't do pets.
Why? Is it because of the fact that you have the biochemical background and you kind of know what they are?
It's definitely from my mom. She's
a lot simpler than that. I tried to go all the way up there.
It wasn't. She just didn't do pets. She never did. She never liked them. She thought they were dirty, and she gave that to me. And you know, like, and so I was like house sitting one of my friend's cats, and I was like, oh, this isn't so bad. I was like, ah, you know, this is actually kind of nice. The cat's like, you know, pleasant company. And then one day I watched it go to the bathroom and then like scrape a little bit and then run right back to where I sleep and then just like lay with its disgusting paws on my pillow.
All on your pillow.
And I was like, oh yeah, no, they're gross. Yeah, I'm good.
Won't do that no more.
I'm good. Yeah. I don't do pets.
But see, dogs though, right? If you ever had a dog, like a real dog, like, you know what I'm saying?
What's a real dog?
Because he is like a pussy dogs, like dogs that are just like lap
don't
dogs.
Don't be judging dogs like that. All dogs have rights.
Like, all dogs go to heaven and shit. You know?
All dogs are valid.
All dogs are valid. Dogs' lives matter. But nah, I'm talking about a little dog. Like, what's a little piece of shit dog going to do for you if something happens? You know what I mean? Nothing.
Look cute.
It's not dragging you nowhere. It's not barking at nobody. It's not biting shit. It's like
little dogs will bark.
They might bark, but that's it.
Definitely bark.
That's it.
But if you need a snack.
That's true. That's like, about it. Like, see, he's talking about cannibalizing dogs. Is it cannibalism?
No, that's not cannibalism.
It's not cannibalism, but it is to people. Some people think that's cannibalism.
Yeah, they don't like
think
talking
dogs
about
are
eating
people.
Dogs.
You know, I won't talk
I'm not
about
eating that. Your dog.
Right.
I'm eating
right.
a dog.
I'm oh, eating man. A dog. Oh, I don't believe in eating octopi. Like,
why? What's the dirty?
They're too smart. No, they're too smart.
Octopuses are fucking smart. Yeah. Pigs, too, though. I heard pigs are fucking smart as shit.
I don't eat pigs
shit.
Either.
Yeah, you just don't like bacon, though, but do you think they're smart?
No, pigs are smart. Pigs are smart.
Rats
are
fucking
are
smart.
Smart,
too.
Rats are really
rats
smart.
Are geniuses, dog. I was just watching this fucking video when this dude's like, these dudes in Africa right now. They have rats fucking finding mines for them and shit. These rats are fucking going into the fields with a leash on, finding mines and de-fucking fusing them bitches. And they get paid fucking in cheese and peanut butter for that shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a good gig.
That's crazy. Like, rats are putting motherfuckers out of work, man.
It's the yellow wire.
I mean,
right.
whose job was it to go and find those
I don't
mines?
Think it was that job back and shit. Like, fuck that job. Now I just hold the leash and shit. These motherfuckers walk behind a rat with a leash.
That person holding that leash.
He can die, yeah. That's a hell of a job, man.
And that's trust, too.
Just
that's
imagine how much
that
motherfuckers
rat.
Really, really got to love money or their country to do that job.
Who put mines down? What?
They
what
probably
person?
Did.
Yeah, they
and,
did.
And now they want to grow fucking corn, and they can't because
it's
mines here.
It's mines.
Yeah.
It's
and
a terrible
actually,
thing.
There's a study.
I would just block that shit off. And like, just nobody go here because I'm not going in there either.
Just, this land is no
that
longer
500
usable.
Acres over there, don't touch it. Yeah. Just leave it alone. That's where the vibranium is and shit.
Yeah.
Man, that was, like, timely.
Yeah, that was North Philly for y'all. A little bit of taste of North Philly in the studio.
Have you heard of this shit called NMN?
NMN?
CNMN?
No, it's like this dude from Harvard. I'm a Joe Rogan fan, man. This dude from Harvard, though, came up with this drug. It's like he's testing it in rats. That's what made me think about it. But it's like an anti-aging drug. It's like NR and NMN. If you look them up, they're, like, crazy. Yep. So they give it to the rat and they become like universal soldier. They said this motherfucking rat or mouse, the mice ran so much on the little mouse treadmill that, you know, the treadmill is like timed to shut off after a certain distance because, you know, no mouse has ever gone like, I think it was like 3,000 kilometers or some shit like that. I don't know how far it was.
Jesus.
It was fucking far.
3,000 kilometers?
Listen, the mice kept running until the machine broke. They said it's broken. They said it's not broken. It's just not programmed
to
go there.
You gotta kill that mouse. That's not okay.
Yeah, well, whatever they're giving it, they call it N. I'm serious. You can Google it. It's called NMN.
Sounds like some dude from Harvard.
Yeah, it is. This dude's 50, and he looks like he's like 30. Because he's taking this NMN. He's like, it keeps you looking younger and you can do more.
He's taking himself?
Yeah, him and his dad. His dad's 80 and still fucks and goes out and just got another. He started a new career at 76, and I'm not exaggerating. His dad has been doing it for 12 years.
Jeez.
They're like a controlled study. They didn't give it to his brother, and they gave it to himself, and they gave it to his dad.
I mean, studies, unfortunately, like, can you that make doesn't count as a study. Like,
no, it's not a study.
That counts as like a project.
Oh no, they're about to launch in like 2 years. They're in the middle of study now.
Yo, that's some Hulk shit. That's
man. I was about to say like you can make me something, man. I'll tell you what's
I
in
can
it.
Make you some.
Yeah, you get the lab.
It would be like, easier to just rob these dudes.
Yeah, I like Cambodia's fake face. And fuck the smart shit.
Yeah, well, spend 50 years trying to recreate that. We can walk over there and take it.
I am not Walter White. He said this is not a Bunsen burger class. He said it's up. We gonna go fucking break in ourselves.
If we steal it, then it'd be easier to make.
You can buy this shit for $24, though. They sell it now. They sell NMN online.
That's shifty as shit. What?
Yeah, they do. You Google it. I'm not bullshit. I was about to buy some yesterday.
Wait, but
NR and this shit right here called Lion's Mane mushrooms. Have you heard of those?
No.
Oh man, they bring your memory back because weed has decimated my memory.
Yeah.
But I was listening to it. See, Joe Rogan's gonna get me killed one day because I'm gonna try some fucking experimental drug from Joe Rogan, and then they're gonna come back 2 days later and say, "No, don't take it." And I'm gonna be all right. Yeah. But damn, I did it yesterday.
That's crazy. Have you ever tried DMT?
Oh yeah, I would. He got me on that too. See what I'm saying? Like he's bad influence.
There was something going through Congress that was going to make it more difficult to buy like those supplements and.
That's corny.
It's good.
No,
You don't really want to be putting...
Most of them are snake oil.
Snake oil is actually good for you.
Give me the snake oil.
No.
Science keeps shifting the shit like that. Pluto's a planet. Now it's not. And now it is. And it's not again.
Yeah, there's So fish oil. Fish oil for...
Omega-3.
But what does that do? We know it's healthy,
your
right?
Joints and shit, right? Helps with your heart.
Biotin.
Yes,
it helps build biotin.
Yeah,
so
helps your hair grow.
They did an actual... Because so many of these things, there aren't any studies for. So if we made it... Basically, they were trying to make it so that you couldn't just make claims on supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had to actually validate these... You had to actually validate these claims before you could just like sell like vitamin C as a a cure all. So,
but vitamin C is a cure all.
Vitamin C makes you healthy. Yes.
See.
But do you want to be taking vitamin C when you got cancer? Like,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if that's true.
Listen, right? It's gonna sound fucked up because this story starts off weird, but it's really out there, man. There's a pig farmer, right, who was dying. Like, he had like pneumonia. Like severe pneumonia, something else was wrong with him, but he was fucked up. And his wife had to argue with the hospital that he was in. He was like in Australia or New Zealand, somewhere over there. And his wife was like, they were buying fucking funeral outfits, planning for his death because he was really gonna die, right? And you could see that the liquid was all in him. So his wife's like, look, he got nothing to lose. Let's try this. They wanted to pump him with vitamin C. Because you can't absorb vitamin C, but I think 2,500 milligrams can absorb orally. But intravenously, you can just run that shit. You know what I mean? So she was using high doses of vitamin C.
Why did she get that idea?
I don't know where the idea came from.
Orange juice in this motherfucker's blood.
Like, motherfuckers got crazy remedies. I don't know. Maybe they had been studying. She might have found some information or something, but the doctors wouldn't do it because they're like, no. But once they proved that vitamin C couldn't hurt, she had to get her lawyer to override that doctor's level of care so that she can give her husband vitamin C in high doses, and the motherfucker walked out of the hospital. You can Google that. That's a true story.
I believe it. Doctors aren't allowed to do stuff to you that isn't... I mean, they do it anyway a lot of times, but they're basically bound by science.
Right.
So if you do something that's so hocus vitamin
pocus
C, exactly,
type shit, they won't like do they, it.
It's a liability thing too for them.
That's why she got her lawyer to get involved, so that way they took the they indemnified
exactly.
the hospital.
Even if the doctor is like, "This is an interesting idea. I'd like to see how this goes." They can't do that.
They can't just be playing around.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like House. You see how House be running around doing all kinds of shit. Like, give her some rum and she's fine.
House better have a good ass legal team.
Yeah, he does,
like,
probably.
He better, because
he be just like sticking his finger in people's gun wounds and shit like that. He does all kinds of weird shit on that show.
Yeah, I mean, that's that old school medicine. But, you know,
let me stick my dirty fingers in your open wound.
Right.
I'd be more scared for my finger. Like, I don't know where your blood's been. Get out of here.
In my body, Mojo.
That's why I start making apps and shit. Mojo said, germs, I don't fuck with the germs. He's like, well, that's kind of what biochem is. He's like, yeah,
dude, I went
12 years of school for nothing. He's like, fuck this shit. I'm making apps. Fuck them germs. He talked about that cat. He talked about blood. He's like, I'm not mixing no more chemicals, dog. He will not make no chimera. Yeah. Nothing is not happening.
I went on a date with a germaphobe the other day, actually.
How'd that go?
She was like, I don't know. We were like waiting in the waiting room with the rest of the Applebee's because I'm, you know, a cheap date.
You took her to Applebee's?
Yeah, dog.
You might as well made her some microwavable food, man. You know they got microwavable.
No, it was fine. I was fine.
He gave her an Applebee's. He said it was fine. It was fine. She's not worth it. That's what I'm saying. She's not worth it. Whoever you are, he just said you're not worth it like five times. He was like, it was fine. She's not worth it.
Anyway, but she was like, we were in the waiting room. She was just like making sure she didn't touch anybody or anything like that. Like, oh, damn.
You knew you wasn't getting any.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm dirtier than that dude. She wouldn't even touch him.
How'd you know she was a germaphobe?
She told me she was a germaphobe. After I saw her, like, being kind of paranoid in the waiting room.
How does that kind of person even live?
I don't know. I don't. She wasn't on the level.
Germs. Like
in
right
the
here.
Air,
yeah, right.
You're
everywhere.
In germs, they're floating around in little dust particles that are in the air.
There's so much bacteria in our body. We're like the most disgusting creatures in the world.
Man. Once I learned that germs travel, it kind of got rid of the germs fear anyway. I was like, all right, so if there's a germ on the floor right now, it's on the fucking arm of this table, and if it's on the arm of this table, it's on this table. Yeah. You can clean
it's
this
on
table,
your face.
Right? It's everywhere. So I can't avoid them. So I just stopped trying. I just stopped giving a fuck. But I used to think, like, you know, I just want to wash my hands all the time. Like,
Well, there are certain germs that are okay in certain places, but not okay in other places. Mm. And that's a lot of what we get sick with.
Yeah, like herpes. It's like, you know, it's okay in some places. It's not okay in other places. Like, people got herpes. You ever met somebody with the herpes on their face and shit? Like, it's okay in some places. Valtrex doesn't help the face.
Or a gel for that. Yeah.
I was more
talking. Your girl be like, hey, you got a little something there on your cheek there. You might want to get that.
Yeah.
I would go in the House today.
It's rough.
is that a
deal breaker?
Yeah, is that a deal breaker?
Hell
for
yeah.
Herpes on the face?
If it gets to your face, that means you haven't.
I'm not
tried.
Making out with you that day once
what?
You have a cold sore.
You would fuck her anyway?
No, when that cold sore is gone. No, cold
when it's gone?
First off.
When it's gone?
You can't contract herpes unless...
There's a cold sore.
Unless there's like...
An outbreak. Oh, so you get down there with
I don't
flashlight.
Know from a person... Okay.
How do you know?
I don't have herpes. Let me just say this right now.
He know all the rules. Rules to this shit. Let me teach you.
He's trying to jump through hoops and shit.
He said you can't get AIDS. My T cells are high. I'm good. I can't give it to you. We're all good.
My metachlorian count is off the charts. All right, dog?
I just tested myself this morning. Like, why'd you do that? Do you do that a lot?
It's kind of apparent, you know? She's a germaphobe, so I just gotta make sure.
Did you sneeze on her?
That would've been funny, wouldn't it?
That would've been hilarious.
Oh, hey,
you
nice
gave her some baby pie.
All right, here's the real question. Is there gonna be a date, too, with this germaphobe?
Right.
Maybe.
Oof.
I haven't decided,
and you just called her shit for everyone
to
hear.
Call her shit.
What'd you call her?
Well,
you didn't debate it when we said.
You didn't argue. Yeah. He was like, yeah, she's shit.
You took her to Arby's or whatever.
A terrible person.
What's her name? What's her name, Matt?
I ain't saying all that.
It's Luann. Luann. Luann.
Dolores.
Dolores. He thinks you're shit, Dolores.
I have an aunt named Dolores.
Because he said, no, I was saying Luann and Dolores because he has an aunt named Dolores, but he lost his virginity to his auntie.
Would you stop?
Geez. Aunt Luann.
Oh, my God.
Aunt Dolores.
Are you okay? That's still. No. That's still.
He dates chicks named Agnes and shit. Like, Agnes, come here. Give me a beer. She's like, dog, oh.
Agnes
oh,
got bread, all
right? Oh, Matt, I know, yo, right? And their credit score is the shit.
Yeah. I would date an old lady named Agnes. I would mess with an old lady named Agnes,
yo,
for
I
sure.
I think that reverse Anna Nicole shit is really in, dog. I would do
reverse
it.
Reverse Anna?
Yeah, reverse like, Anna Nicole. Like what men doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
yeah,
a cougar.
Yeah.
What would you call a guy doing it? Oh, yeah, we fuck
like
with cougars.
They're cougars, yeah.
I heard in Plano, Texas, shout out to... I ain't even gonna say that person's name because it's not gonna be good. Listen, I'm gonna give you a break on this one. But one of my homies that lived down in Texas, I was telling
him. Put him on blast.
Like, yeah, this ain't gonna be good, buddy. You don't wanna be known.
He knows who he is.
Yeah, you know who you are. You told me, motherfucker. But he's like, listen, down in Plano, is like there's the most eligible and highest paid women, concentration of single older women anywhere in the country. Rich single old women live in Plano, Texas right now.
But it's in Texas.
So what? But they're rich, single, and they like, you know, they want to get in. The dude who drove a Uber, I was down there for the draft for the Cowboys last year. One of my Uber drivers was like, listen, by the time I got this lady to her house to drop her off, she already wanted to, you know.
Wow.
I could say that on the show, right? She wanted to give him some head. You know, like some sympathy head. He told her a story about his wife.
Is that a thing? I've never gotten a sympathy anything.
Yeah. He told her a story about his wife, you know, calling the cops on him and being like a bitch and shit, this, that, and the third. Me and him were exchanging.
And that works? Yo, I'm so perplexed by women.
You got to go places where they're at, man.
Telling me a sad story is not going to make me want to have sex. It's going to make me, sorry.
Women are weird, though, man. Women are weird. Some women are fucking because they like your teeth. Some women are fucking because they like how you smile and shit. Women are weird. Listen, I used to work at a strip club, man. And it's like one of the best, worst experiences. You would think it's great because you get to, like, at first it's great when you first get there. Until you realize later on you can start to know the people and see their preparation. And you're like, damn.
Preparation?
Well, you see how they are, you know, how their day really is. Like a guy who walks into a strip club, you just see the naked woman.
Right.
You don't see the fact that she just was in the back and a guy like nutted on her butt and she ran upstairs to change and she washed off and came back down in another outfit and now she's on another lap. Now it's not so sexy, right? But it was sexy before. When you walked in, it was sexy. See what I mean? Like, that type of shit fucks your head
up. I've only been to a strip club once.
Oh, man. You got to come with me, man. I still got connections.
After you just told us that story,
I'm just trying
to
tell y'all the truth.
Club.
But listen, you see the best and the worst part of women. I'm not even joking. But once you realize that, like, being in that environment, like, being in the strip club on some real shit taught me, like, women will fuck you for a variety of reasons. You know, a variety. Wide scale. Some of them will fuck you. They see a wedding ring on your hand. They'll fuck you because you're married. Not because they got a fantasy with married men or anything like that. They'll fuck you because you're married and they know Facebook exists and know you're going to have a wife and some kids on Facebook somewhere. And they'll fuck you, right? And then they leverage you. You have to come here every Wednesday and you're going to tip me. Or I'm telling. That type shit. They'll do that.
Wouldn't work on me, fellas.
It works, though. It works on cops' wives. All day. It'd be dudes in there, like, yo, this dude in here every Wednesday, like clockwork. And this place is not the best place to be. Why is he here all the time? Give you the game, man. They give you the game.
How long are you stuck in that, though? I mean, there's got to be a time frame for blackmail, right? Like, if you're just going to blackmail me forever.
I know. I think you should put a year on it. Like, after a year, you get to go back to being a human being.
Yeah, you can't. Because I would get sick of the blackmail at some point.
I would do the Kevin Hart thing. You're just going to have to tell on me, man, because I'm not going to give you this
bread. What happened?
Kevin Hart kind of told on himself when somebody tried to. Remember somebody tried to blackmail Kevin Hart?
I vaguely remember that, but it wasn't even a thing. Like,
no, because he just told on himself. He said, fuck it, I did it. Yep, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Like, my wife ain't leaving me. I'm worth a billion. I'm worth a Billy. Yeah. I'm about to make 5 more kids movies this year. And 3 of them came out last week.
And if you got that prenup, then
that's what I was saying earlier, though. Like, women already fucking run the world, bro. They run the world. The Me Too movement, I'm for, like I said before, I'm for being able to equalize things in regards to justice, yes. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to everything else, like when people try to say, like, hey, you know, women are less than men, I never thought that women were less than men. Never thought that. I always thought women were like what we aspire to have. Like, we want to do things to attract women, the type of women we want. And the better the woman, the more shit you're probably going to try to get into to impress that woman. The more shit you're going to have. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And who else gets to just say, listen, I don't have to work if my guy can make
it. What if you're an ugly woman?
Shit, then it's like, you better
suck. Well, that's not fair. At least
good,
you, like...
I've seen some dudes with some ugly chicks, though, man.
No,
ugly girls that got some dudes, though, man.
Yeah, but you don't want that to be your option. You don't want to be like, well, my face isn't that good. I guess I got to start sucking this cucumber. I guess I got to get good at this thing.
Yes, it is. That's the truth.
No, you want to have your own faculty. You want to be able to do your own thing.
Oh, of course. Yeah, she should be able to do her own. Oh, I'm not saying that she have to depend on a man. No. I'm not trying to say that. See, you're killing me over here, man.
Sorry. It was the Bill Cosby.
Boudou was about to throw the spear at me. He's like, Bill. Like, no. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is,
you see,
I just never looked at it like women. I think it's a narrative that's being created that's like pushing it to a point where women want to be or want to do everything that men do. I never thought that men wanted to do everything women do either. It's like those things exist for a reason. There's certain things that we do that are manly things. Certain things women do that men are as nurturing as women. That's just that's just nature. That's not me.
I think that is physiologic.
Right.
I think that that's mostly true.
Right.
But you know, not everyone is like that. And they're
and when you want to, you should do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
If you want to wrestle. You want to play football as a woman? Do it.
Ooh.
Cool. You want to run out here and hit that guy? At 180, at 140, you know, you might be blown up and strong. At 140, he's 250, runs a 4.4. You want to fight? You want to really hit this guy?
I'm all about that reminds me of these articles that have been getting posted a lot. I'm all about like trans rights, but I don't know how. Yeah, when it comes to competition, I don't know how. Actually, I do know how I feel about it.
That's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
See? That's fucked up, though, man. You know what a dude just did, man? He did a deadlift, right?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He qualified as a woman at first before he did it so he could break the woman's record because he said, I identify as a woman before I lift this. And broke her record in like 30 seconds just to prove a point. Zuby, I think his name is, or something like that. But that's just crazy. I saw this kid.
We're literally built for war.
We're built to fuck shit up, man. Yeah.
Women have these, like, super wide hips. They're not built for running.
No.
But if they want to run.
Let them run. Yeah, I say let them do whatever they want. Pay them like we get paid. Let them do whatever they want to do and don't fucking rape them. I really do agree with that.
I especially agree with that.
That last one. Yeah, don't do that. Like, don't fucking be touching on them when they don't want to be fucking touched. Yeah. Don't do that.
That's a good one.
But don't let them compete against dudes that used to be dudes or that think they were, that used to be dudes that are now women. Don't do that. Like, I don't got nothing against you dressing up as a woman or even getting your shit chopped off. If you're going to do that, hey, that takes... I don't think you came to that realization by accident if you just say, yo, cut my parts off. You know what I mean? No. So, I don't know what that means. He's giving me, like, signals here, and I don't know what they mean.
Trying to transition.
Oh, you wanted to get out of the trans conversation?
Ah, speaking of transition...
we're not allowed to talk about this.
I didn't attack
group
him.
We were attacking.
We were big political.
I thought everyone was. Yeah, everyone was in the group. Well, we were as much in the green zone as we've been.
Being a good producer and trying to transition the topic into a new topic.
All right. Unfortunately, you don't get to tell me what to do.
I was like, he's giving me hand signals.
You don't get to tell me what to do.
I was like, I thought I was about to get shot. Like, is this the Go Postal countdown? Which countdown is this?
It's like, the boss of me.
He's like, you got 5 seconds before I shoot you, motherfucker. I was like, God damn, this is about to be some shit over here.
This weekend was host to a very unfortunate event. A man, actually it was a group of men, came into a Muslim church in New Zealand.
Was it a group?
It was a group of men, yeah.
Oh.
Came into a Muslim church in New Zealand and killed about, I think the death toll is up to 50 now.
Jesus.
Killed 50 people, all in the name of white nationalism. Well, they don't expressly say white nationalism, but they had very xenophobic sentiments, and they definitely were inspired by the white nationalist movement, in my opinion. And I just want to say that, you know, we stand with all of you Muslim folk out here. Muammar himself is Muslim.
You said that like all stuttery, like somebody was going to shoot you if you didn't get that out.
No,
right.
I just,
we stand with you Muslims. you Muslim sons of, he's like, oh yeah, you Muslims out there.
I just think it's a tragedy.
It
the
is.
World we live in, and someone, how somebody could harbor that much hate, I personally cannot conceive it, because I personally do not hate that much.
Not that much.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I mean,
bit.
People are like now pumping hatred across the airways 24/7, though, man. It's like if you, and it's a strange thing, because if you get caught up in whatever ideology you're like, you know, tied into, or whatever you're ODing on, because we kind of self-medicate or self-educate with the internet now, like with YouTube or with forums, you don't have to kind of get out of it. Like before, if there was even if it was a Klan meeting, you had to go home and be normal. Yeah. And when you were home, you were thinking about the Klan meeting, but you weren't at the Klan meeting. Now you can just take that shit with you. You guys are on Facebook together.
Yeah.
You're on YouTube watching videos reinforcing the shit that you just heard. You're on NPR radio listening to some other shit that's related to some other shit related to that. So it's like they create a world for themselves where that's all they know, that's all they see.
But how do you get from like... from that to
murder,
you know, to not just murder, like just killing a bunch of people you don't know who are just happen to be inside a religious building.
Desensitization, man. Like you got to think about like some of the games we play, some of the things we watch. We watch people get killed.
Are you blaming video games for violence?
No. I think violence is a result. Video games are a result or a reflection of the violence that's already taken place. It's not the opposite. But when you haven't been into a intimate situation where, and when I say intimate, up close situation with death, like intimate with death, then I think it's less difficult for someone to pull a trigger from, you know, half a block away and watch someone drop versus actually being up on it or seeing the aftermath with the families and so on. I think that's different. And there are people who are cold-blooded enough to do that too, but I'm just saying, like, I think that, you know, when you have a lot of anger, you have a lot of rage, and you have access to weapons that can, you know, kill masses of people, you know, that's a powder keg waiting to happen no matter who it is or what their ideology is.
When I was in Australia, they were the most overtly racist people I'd ever met.
Damn.
Not towards me, though.
Sorry, like, Australians.
it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just normal for them. They were it was like, those Aboriginals should just get out of here. And I was like, what?
Whoa.
It's like, damn, yo.
They were here before you.
Yeah, this is... What?
But didn't Australia, like, what wasn't that, like,
It was a prison island.
Yeah, so they're like...
Well, before it was a prison island, it was a country full of Aboriginals.
Right.
Right.
And so
you
then...
You hear about what they did to Tasmania.
No, what they do to Tasmania.
There are no Tasmanian people anymore, you know that, right?
Oh, no, I didn't.
There was the Tasmanian... They killed the Tasmanian devil, too. He's gone, too, because they thought they were dangerous to livestock. They didn't know what they ate, so they killed those, too.
But, I mean, and they are... they are predators.
Like yeah, that, but they weren't eating their cows and shit.
Oh,
but
keep going. What they do to the Tasmanians?
Well, there it was a small island, and it was like thousands of them. But basically, they sent expeditions inland to try to, one, convert them at first. They couldn't, so they were killing them. They forced them further and further inland on that island, and they were only thousands of them anyway. So
yeah, and it's a desert.
Yeah, so they would starve them out. They would kill them or whatever, right? And then it was like 300 of them left. And this guy, I forget his name, but you can Google him. You can Google the end of Tasmania, and you'll find this guy's diaries and whatever. He talked them into coming with him inland to, I think he got them to Australia, right? And he recorded and journaled their last days, like to the last one, to the last Tasmanian person.
Gone. That's crazy.
All of them gone.
Damn.
That's rough, man. Like, I feel
crazy
like
shit.
How... I can never get inside the head of a person who's genocidal.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy to me that anybody could even have that thought process. And
do you guys think it's like the way we're talking about things these days? Like, that's a lot of people are saying that kind of stuff. Like, that it's, I feel like, I don't know. I say crazy stuff all the time, and I don't want anyone doing anything in my name because of some crazy shit I said last week. Like, I don't even remember saying half the stuff I say.
I always say that Mujo needs a public relations person.
Yeah, I say terrible things. Yeah. Terrible.
He's like a Bond villain for real, huh? When I met this dude, man, I didn't even know who he was. He was just upstairs in Jules' house, right? And I just heard this laugh, like, I'm like, who the fuck's villain laugh is that? He's like, that's Mujo. And he comes down, he tells me his name, and he tells me what he does, and the way he talks. I'm like, yo, you're like a Bond villain, like, all the way through, man.
One day, yeah. You know, we can aspire.
One day, Mr. Bond.
Yeah, right. You know, not now.
Right.
But, yeah, man, it's...
You never know what people are listening to, though, and where they are mentally. So you might have someone who might have been thinking these things or thinking about, you know, hurting someone already, right, and fuck somebody up. Mm-hmm. And something you said might have pushed them over the edge, or something you said might have confirmed something they were already internally thinking, and they look at that like a omen, like a go-now omen. Or if you're like a fear monger, like a lot of people, you know, I won't say any names about any other podcasts, but there's a lot of podcasts out here that kind of, and news,
feed into
news
people's stories, fears.
News channels, all that. Yeah, they feed whatever it is that you're already afraid of, because that's a motivating force. So, you know, until
fight or
we,
flight.
And I'm not even preaching for censorship, though. I'm just preaching for, you know, I think people just need to
responsibility.
Yeah, take responsibility for what you say. That's damn sure the truth. Mm-hmm. When you're profiteering off of fear, it's kind of crazy. And then beyond that, you know, learn to just live and let live. Like, everybody needs to just chill, man. Like, I know I sound like that because I'm probably a little high, but it's the truth, though. You know, people should definitely smoke something and fall back, man. Like,
and with that, I think that's a wrap for today, guys.
Yeah, yeah. You must have ripped my mind. I gotta wrap my daughter.
Send it off, D. Aquae.
You guys know who you were listening to, man. The one and only Aquae Media once again. I appreciate you, Jules, man, working the mixer, showing me what to do out here and transitioning these conversations from the transphobic topic to killing mass amounts of people. Like, that was a very good way to end this podcast. I don't want to kill myself now. No, I don't want to use drugs. No, I don't want to die. And I want to watch some trans wrestling right after I leave here. See, it worked. Mujo, right, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, tune in next week to the Aquae Media Podcast every Tuesday.